Want to find a way to give back this holiday season, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. It's easy. Instead of wasting time and money on gifts that nobody wants or needs, help your friends and family give back and give to something good, something meaningful. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for a friend or family member, a cause, or an organization. Help out the local animal shelter. Get that little lending library up and running. Just make your world a better place. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. 'Tis the season for giving back, and giving feels good. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Hey guys, it's your girl Basha coming to you from the A, better known as Atlanta, Georgia. But listen, it's not about me today. Lava is
Basha. And Basha.
And Basha. Listen, guys, I am so excited. You don't want me to introduce my guest, but listen, when you have a queen in the building, you got to step aside because the queen of freak is here. And you know, some of y'all don't know Lava name, you know. Even I didn't know Lava name until a few weeks ago because I just love the Lava in the name.
Lava.
Keisha.
Yes,
Keisha. Listen, Keisha, I think that's a church girl name. That's a church girl name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Keisha has to be the church girl name. Tell the people your whole name now because they wouldn't know that Lava have such a church girl name.
Okay, so my name is Keisha Rebecca Harris.
Rebecca.
Rebecca from the Bible.
From the Bible, right? Keisha.
Yes.
Welcome Keisha. To the Basha Show. And you know how we do it. Basha.
It's a style. Pleasure being here.
Welcome to the A, virtually.
Yes.
You know, yes, I can't wait for you to come here. You know, I really wanted to do an in-person interview when we were in Trinidad. But you know, when you're booked and busy like Lava, you know, well, I'm a girl. I have a lot of patience. And I know how long to wait on your right person.
I appreciate it very much.
You ready for that?
Was tight.
This season was epic. Listen.
But I am here. On the Basha Show.
I like how you say that. Everybody keeps saying that this is the Basha Show because this is how we made our name, right?
Yeah.
So it's still Basha TV. But we've left the Basha Show behind because of people like you.
Okay.
We realized that we have to bring it, just like how you and other guys like Mikael and Young Brother, and you all made the season different. And thank you for that. For those of you who don't know about soca music, and of course, I don't want to pigeonhole Lava because Lava is everything. She's soca, dancehall, everything. But I got to know you in the soca genre this past season. The Trinidad and Tobago Carnival, where you reign supreme. You were pure fire, Lava. Like Lava. Let's go down memory lane. Before we talk about other things, you know, I read somewhere, I mean, my team did a lot of research on you, and they talked about the fact that, you know, you were a church girl, essentially.
Yes.
You were brought up in the church, as most of us were. And people seem to think that you can't be a church girl and still lead an exciting life and have a career. Because I, for one, believe that whatever God puts you on this planet to do, you have to do it because your soul won't be satisfied. And after seeing you excel this season, I have no other reason to believe that God didn't put you on this planet to do just this, because you're the baddest.
So, yeah, it started. My family, Christian, come from a Christian background. My mom used to make sure that we was in church every Sunday. That was law. That was law at my household. Anyway, they know from a very young age, I used to engage in listening to secular music because, you know, it was like a big thing in the house. Uh-huh. Where sometimes I would take my mother's gospel cassette and tape stuff on it and then have it there. And then when she find it back, she would destroy the cassette. And, you know, I used to be taping it so I could go in school and sing. I could go in school and, you know, recite what it is I learned. And I always had a love for music like that. In church, I was singing in church, I was doing choral speaking in church, I was doing Bible quiz in church, I was always interactive into things that engaged in performances.
Clava, I have a question. So you were singing Amazing Grace and singing in church?
Amazing Grace in church. Church competitions, I was there showing Gardner and all these BBC and these gospel singers. They used to be in the same church camp with us because we never went to carnival.
Never?
No, this year was my first year playing mass ever.
Oh my God. No pun intended. And so, did you like it? Did you enjoy it?
Yes, I enjoy myself. I enjoy myself very much. So from there, it was just me, you know, growing up and taking my cassettes, taping it to go in school now and beat on the table and chant with them boys and them. And, you know, so that it was something that I always loved. At that point in time, I didn't develop any writing skills. So I was just reciting Lady Shaba, Lady So, all these ladies, Super Cat, and, you know, I was that was my thing. Learning it. So in the night, you know, then I was sitting and talking on the radio.
Yeah.
Right. So I would leave the cassette to tape in the night.
Wow.
So I'll get only music. And then during the day now I will learn it. So when I go in school, I have
so hold on, you had to hide under your bed to do all these things because of course
It had a small radio, and the small radio used to be in my brother's room. So we still leave it in my brother's room, tape it. Right? Yeah, because my mother, if she only hear mistake, get a cassette with that, break it in half. CDs, she used to break all the CDs that had secular music on it. She used to break it.
So I'm frightened to ask, but based on the lyrics we now hear, right? What was going through your mind as a little girl in church?
All right. So at that point, when I was younger, I never used to write.
Okay.
I suggest listen to music. Mm-hmm. But it had a reverend from my church who's pastor, you know. She was a poet.
Oh.
And I used to always be with her. I was like, you know, her little second in command. Go and get this, go and get, you know. So she used to have me reading all the poems before she put it out, or before she published it. I would sit down and read all the books with the poems that was
so written. That's how you learned to write?
Yeah. So I developed the...
Want to find a way to give back this holiday season, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. It's easy. Instead of wasting time and money on gifts that nobody wants or needs, help your friends and family give back and give to something good, something meaningful. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for a friend or family member, a cause, or an organization. Help out the local animal shelter. Get that little lending library up and running. Just make your world a better place. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. 'Tis the season for giving back, and giving feels good. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
The love for poems, because I suggest sit down and even in our books that publish, my name is in the book, right? Because, you know, I used to sit down and read it over and say, I like this one, I know this one nice and stuff. So from there, I guess, I always had the part of, you know, the poet. Uh-huh. The poet part of the writing. And it's only when I finished secondary school, I started to actually pen. So while I was going to school, I used to pen poems. That was my expression. Mm-hmm. If me and my siblings had a problem, if somebody gave me that, I would write a poem. Yeah, or I would write my, I'd write everything down. I'd write it and I had a Crixton. If I know the Crixton from a long time.
Of course. I grew up in Trinidad and Tobago. Hello.
Right. So I still have my Crixton up to this day. It's all rusty and stuff.
So but you would write in there.
Yeah, inside my Crixton have books, it have paper, it have postcard, everything that I would write. And I put it down inside my Crixton and hide it. So it's there, you know, I developed the writing of the poems and stuff. It's only after school when I used to line with some guys from school that I met who also was doing music. Yeah. I developed the writing of songs with them.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's so funny you talk about the poem because years ago I said to Colonel Roberts, I said, Colonel, you know, I think I could write because I'm such a great writer otherwise. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, just for a platform, Baja TV, for the blog, I write a lot. I've written books and stuff. He said, Baja, you can write. You just have to write poems. But I have difficulty connecting the music with the poem that I'm writing. Because I just feel inside of me.
Like, you know, write poems and then let them create
the music around it.
Yeah, create the music after. Because remember, even when you're writing poem, you would write with melody.
Yeah.
In the sense of what it is you're speaking about.
Yes.
You would say things that it will bounce. It will still have a melody.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm going to try that. That will be a goal for 2025. So maybe I might send a song to you for 2025.
I like that.
Baja and Lava.
Baja and Lava. No, it's Baja and Lava.
Paula, it should be Lava and Baja, right? I just read my mind.
Don't worry.
But no, let's talk about your writing skills. I mean, I don't know how to say this, but I'm going to try. So as I said, there are people in my demographic who we don't necessarily like to hear the truth, right? We grew up in an era where you're not supposed to talk the truth.
Facts.
You're supposed to know the truth and hush your mouth. Hush your mouth and stay inside. That was kind of like the, You know, let's talk about this. There's a line in the song, that one of your songs, that the first song that I was introduced to with you, the ring on your finger. And, where you talk about he jamming the neighbor, listen, I can't begin to tell you about how many men I know was jamming the neighbor, jamming the friend, jamming the dad when I was growing up. It's a fact, but nobody wants to hear that because we were told that ladies must be heard, seen, and not heard. And we must pretend that everything is just
okay and spicy. Okay.
So I, after I heard this tune the first time, I put it down. I said, you know, I can't, you know, because I still profess to be a spiritual being. But spirituality has truth in it.
Facts, a lot.
You know, and since I'm more on the spiritual part and the religious part, because I think the religious part has the hypocrisy, but the spiritual part is where you could face truth and say, you know what, I was born to do this. This is what's going on in my head. You need to express it, but you still love God, right?
Yes, because I am a spiritual being also.
Correct. So that's when everything came into, that's when it all came together for you, when you got to the point where you realized that spirituality is what you're craving and not, am I correct?
Yeah. So I did a lot of reading, research, and, you know, everybody have their different parts in life, which I believe everybody have different purpose in life. So I don't think that we all have to fall under the same umbrella. And even back then, I believe that this is how God created it, because the master is so powerful. When we look at nature and we look at all the rest of things, if he wanted everybody to be under the same umbrella, it would be like that. Mm-hmm. But that is not what he had in store for us when he had creation. So I believe everybody have ways of life, and everybody ways of life is different, whether it's tribal, whether, you know, somebody taught you, but everybody have different ways of life. So yes, I am a spiritual being.
So am I.
Time I study Ifa.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ifa is truth.
Correct.
We believe love, live in love, live in respect for others, and you know, still carry about yourself to respect others so that others would respect you. And real simple.
I with you there, my friend. I am with you there. Because Your song, I mean, if anybody wants to listen to it, listen, I have a soca playlist for 2025, right? I gotta tell you, love, it's the only song that has explicit next to it. But that's okay on my Spotify list. It's the only song that has explicit. But if you took time to listen to the explicit, as I said, we've known people who jam in the neighbor. We've known people who say that I'm my best friend. We've known people, everything in there is fast.
And I think this is why the song resonates with a lot of people, right? Because it's like, I am saying the things that in your brain. I am saying the things that you know. I am saying, a lot of people sing it with the whole heart, because in the end of the day, I believe I would come and I would say things that you all want to say, but you probably can't say it. And a lot of ladies want to say it, but they can't really express themselves like that. Probably because of the career. Sometimes it's because of the situation that they're in at the point in time. Yeah. Some of them, they're going through different things in life. Yeah. I am here to say the truth.
The truth.
My truth and the truth that I see. Because remember, I have friends. I have people. I have past. I have a past life also. And a lot of times, a lot of men come and they express themselves and they say how they feel, whether it's sexual feeling or whether it's how they feel about men, women.
Men get away with too much.
They get to express themselves, right? Mm-hmm. And then we now have to...
Ladies must be seen and not heard.
No, any end of the day, I believe that I will always say or see and say...
Want to find a way to give back this holiday season, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. It's easy. Instead of wasting time and money on gifts that nobody wants or needs, help your friends and family give back and give to something good, something meaningful. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for a friend or family member, a cause, or an organization. Help out the local animal shelter. Get that little lending library up and running. Just make your world a better place. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Tis the season for giving back, and giving feels good. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
But I feel like it's an expression, and somebody else could be able to say it. You know how much, you know, when I write this song, right? I write this song of a truth, my truth.
I was just about to ask you that. You're reading minds over there.
Yeah, I write this song of my truth.
So laugh, was he jamming the neighbor?
His neighbor.
His neighbor.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, he deserved that song.
You know, after when you hear certain, it's like, while they're in the relationship, you don't hear nothing. And you don't see nothing. Mm-hmm. But then it's after, like, you know, everybody wants to come to tell you something, or somebody has something to say or to say. Mm-hmm. So you didn't know. And you didn't know. It's like, yo, only time alone. You know,
that's the worst part as a woman, because you're giving your all. And then you're giving everything. And then when it's all said and done. We are the last to know.
Yeah.
And this is why this is a fact. Nobody should have anything to say. If you haven't given yourself the chance to listen to this song, ring on your finger, sit down and listen to this song.
Yeah.
This song is pure.
Even when I say about my man, I always tell people that's a mirror. I was talking to myself.
Nice. Well, no, but a lot of people, you're talking to a lot of people too. You know, many people, I mean, that may not, and I hope it's not my situation now because I got a mister. However, I've got this mister for 20 something years, but I was out in the streets before that in a legal way, right? Listen, I had a few people who I thought was mine.
Facts. And you know, I always tell, so I tell the ladies who say, you know, they have the ring and you know, now we have a ring. I always say, listen, respect the men that take a stand. Respect the men that even, we're not perfect human beings, right?
Yeah.
But in the end of the day, they went forward and they made you feel some kind of, you know, it's a step.
Lava, you know why I like that step and why we can give men like that a forward? There's a part of the song where you say, he go jam you, but never post you. Is it that? I love the last night I talking to a girlfriend, married, some little girl trying to, I'm like, yeah, as Lava say, he go jam you, but he will never post you.
He will never post you. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, you are not too hard to think about it. Okay.
Think about your word, yourself.
Just know this is the situation you're in. Mm-hmm. This is the truth that you have to live in. Whether that is your choice, this is the truth that you have to live in. Yeah. You will jam you and you will never post
never
it.
Never post it.
That you want to make sure the
again. Let's go.
No more pink.
Listen, Lava, I have a confession to make. And I did not want to make this confession on this public because I might lose contracts. But you see, if we're talking facts and we're talking truth. Okay. My circle didn't really listen to your song.
Mm-hmm.
But I am the kind of person, because I tell you, I have this, I'm really, really intrigued by being able to write songs. Mm-hmm. So listen to lyrics. Some people listen to the hook line, the chorus, as we call it.
Mm-hmm.
Or they listen to the what you call the what you call it, when everybody's on the same rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like the pattern per rhythm. They listen to the rhythm. Blah, blah, blah. Let's listen to the whole song. You see, when you reach that line, I call my husband. I said, come here. I need you to do something for me. As God is my witness, sorry to bring him into this slackness. I said, you need to check something for me. You hear what this song say here?
Yeah.
Where you come up at night? I didn't know that this is possible. What is wrong with you, Lava?
So, as I always tell a lot of people when like girls, you know, when we're talking, right? I mean, having girl talk and thing. And I say, girl, I would think and I would do whatever every night. And I say, I ain't nobody every night thing. Because if it's not my husband.
Lies they're telling, but go ahead.
If it's not my husband, or if it's not somebody who I think we're going and going, he can done me. And then when I meet my husband had nothing to come and meet, no pink, nothing. So that was, I always say that, like, sometimes you meet a man, the what do you this, the what do you, the world I think, and they don't even
and they're
this.
Not going to own you. They're not going to put the ring on your finger.
You understand? So I say, I take it cautiously.
Yeah.
I'll take my time. You understand? Even if you do it, I do it. I'll stop. I'll take a. You can't want to every minute you on me, every minute you. No.
I know people are listening to this conversation and they're not thinking that, because everything we're saying here is factual and it's also something we are actually giving them a different delivery. The real facts, they may not like the delivery, but young women in particular need to know their value. And this is all we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
We're just saying it in a different way. We're trying to deliver it for the Gen X and they to understand. Got your pink.
Got it. Got it.
Got your pink. And if you don't know what that is, ask your mother.
You understand? Imagine it done and no, darling.
Mm-mm. Well, let's talk about this whole new genre that you are part of, Zest. Lava, you know what I think? I am one of the reasons we were hanging you down, because I am not ashamed to tell everybody I run on Lava, right? My whole team was just on Lava Manager right through. Every day we were Lava. But the reason for that is I see where you're going. You're different. You are, Lava, last year carnival, you were nowhere around. You were around, but you were in the background.
Writing.
The writers, stay. That's not your bad son.
Yeah.
The prolific writers are here to stay. But here's how you're still different from the rest. And obviously, Cardi B has seen this. But we can talk about that later. Here's how you're different. You have been able, they always tell you, I mean, as I said to you, I'm not a journalist. I'm a serial media entrepreneur. And they don't want nothing with me. The real business that survives is one that sees a need and fills it. And you are in the business of music, where you have been, I don't know any other female soca artist that can touch all genres like you can at the moment. The closest to you in terms of risky was Sauce Diva, the great Sauce Diva Belfon, right. However, Saucy was in an era where she could not deliver these lyrics. Also, Saucy was not a rapper in terms of spitting, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like how Bungie could easily deliver a rap song, lyrically ill. That's you. So you came now and touched all genres. And then you liberated curvy, sexy women. Because up until you, everybody was on Ozempic, this, that, trying to lose weight. Now you have me and all thinking about putting on 10 pounds. And thank you for that, because as women, we've had to live with too much guilt, and we've had to really, we've been forced to attain perfection in a way that is not even possible when we just perfect the way that we are. We were made perfectly. We're all sexy. We all have the inner sexy. But I just know that you are so different. I don't even think you know how different you are. But clearly, the great Cardi B has seen this, because she is in your corner like I don't know what. Also because your song resonates with her.
Yeah.
I mean, her life was on a public platform. She gave you know who so many chances.
Yeah.
And you didn't know what to do with it. We can all resonate as women. So thank you for leading the liberation movement on behalf of Cardi B and many of us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she even picked up the last one I did with the cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha.
Yeah,
oh where, my God.
You know, I say I leave my hat on the dressing table and mm-hmm. table. So that was just me saying, like, you know, you go out there for carnival.
Yes.
I just want to go and enjoy myself. I leave my feelings home.
Home.
Don't come to try to chain up my head and carnival. Correct. And I see you and then dance and let me get your number and blah, 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 blah.
Get tired of them.
No, I don't have that. All you're getting is back pose. You're back pose. A little dance, a little thing, and then go on your way. You understand? I ain't come out here. I don't want nobody like me. I don't want to like nobody. You understand?
In these things, you know how many friends I have who say it?
Yeah. We come out here. Let me just enjoy yourself when we're out there. Don't even, because sometimes people step in to your life and they don't know what to do with you. So it's like,
and especially when you're a successful, accomplished woman, not a lot of fellas, they don't know what to do with you.
They don't know what to do with you. A lot of men, I think, don't understand what to do with a woman that is headstrong and successful. You understand? We had a discussion the other day when he was in Antigua. We was talking to some guys. And one of the guys actually say he don't want a girl that is rich. He don't want a girl that has a lot of money, because then he don't think he will feel what he's doing is good enough for her. Like, if she would be able to appreciate if he give her a diamond and she already have 20 diamonds. So, you know, I was explaining to him,
but
sometimes a woman might be rich, but you have to find the things that she like. Sometimes some people rich and they can't get time.
Correct.
And they would appreciate the fact that, hey, you just give me a time. That would be a million. You understand?
Yeah.
You just have to be a genuine self when you're dealing with people. And a lot of people don't understand be your genuine self. Like, you don't even have to come to put up a big paint a picture that you cannot maintain, because that will happen a lot of times. This is not you. Okay, I don't want this, because this is not you. And we find out this from early. Mm-hmm. You understand? Or, you know what? This is me again.
What is that?
I don't know.
That's because you're a star, honey.
this is who I am. And okay, let me accept this for who you are. Yeah. Rather than we had to figure it out 6 months down the line. Yeah. You waste your time, you waste my time. You waste sometimes. We reach in a stage where a lot of us have kids. You waste the kids' time because you introduce your kids now to people. It's so much of different things when people think it's just relationships.
Especially when you have a child, you have to be so careful going.
Careful.
Because you have a son, correct? A 16-year-old son. Yeah. You know, not every good boyfriend is a good stepdaddy. I don't want nobody coming touching my children. We're going to have a problem.
You understand? So it's like, sometimes when they say, hey, that's how work by itself right now.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with it. Let me just go on the road, wine, enjoy myself. Yeah. I reach back home and I cool.
So you based understand? On what you're saying, Lava, you don't have a ring on the finger and you don't have a mister.
No.
Do you want a mister?
Eventually, yes, of course.
Eventually, yeah.
Man, nice.
Strictly dickly all day, all night, right?
Man, that nice. No, I understand people. Man, that nice, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of men is nice people.
Yeah.
This is we woman made for men, men made for women. If you understand what I'm saying, it's a good combination.
I love that.
Men nice, but
so you ain't give up on man. You ain't give up on man. You're just
no, not at all.
Nice.
I don't get me wrong, you know. I just think about experiences.
Okay,
is not that. But
them experiences making your money. We had to thank God for them experiences that bring all the creativity in you, you know, so that you can come and share those lessons with a lot of us, you know.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, it's just our experience, but men that nice, really nice. You have some really nice guys out there.
Yeah.
It's just something for you to find the person that goes with you. And sometimes you might not make it in a relationship, and not because the man is a bad man, but because where he wants to go in life is not where you want to go at the point in time.
And also because he's not the man for you.
Right. That's just not the person for you. And you all can move on and have no animosity or no. I just try not to carry nothing in my, like, I was singing about him, but yet still, you know, I sing about it. You know, the song is about him. And he was still telling me good morning. I say, hey, morning.
All right, Taylor Swift. I see you are Swifty too.
So. Yeah, as I say, take a negative and make a positive.
Make it a positive, yeah. And I'm a firm believer that God never takes anything from you without giving you better.
Facts.
You know, I'm like, thanks for coming. You know,
that's it.
You are making millions of these experiences.
Come on.
You don't need to be mad.
No, we don't need, we have no reason to be upset.
Love is the only energy. According to Michael Tisha, love is the only energy. I love it. But, yeah. Let me ask you this question, because, you know, we are in the woman movement and so on, and we have to be. The genres that I have identified that I think you can fall into, that you fall into automatically, and of course you can add other genres because you have more experience in the music industry than I do, of course. But I see this in the soca industry. Give me the females that you looked up to growing up or in your early years as an aspiring artist. Now you're here, you're international, you're doing your thing. So in soca, who was your role model for soca? Who was your role model for dancehall? And who was your role model for rap? I feel I know the answer to the last one, but go ahead.
For dancehall was Lady Saw.
Nice. I read that.
I was Lady Saw growing up. You know, that was we era of music was a lot of Lady Saw. In soca would have been Saucy. Right? Because you know Saucy
makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, Saucy was feisty and had
Saucy baby. Rap.
You know, I like Denise Plummer.
Oh, really? No, I didn't know that.
Yes. I'd like her song and her style and the
oh,
fact
that
you know where they say she had gotten, you know, when they throw stuff at her and stuff and she never gave up.
Yeah,
she never gave up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she continued going through.
Yeah, you she understand? Sang Woman Is Boss. That was
and
really
she'd
nice.
Stand up yeah. singing Sandra. It has so much a woman that I
yeah
really like, right?
Yeah.
Rap. Growing up, you say?
Well, growing up,
no?
Both. I think both would be fair because you have different eras of music.
Of rap, yeah. Growing up, female rappers, I don't think I had like a whole bunch of them. But
yeah.
like now I like, you know, obviously I give my girl Cardi.
Yes.
From Jump.
Yes.
She came out with her energy. You
yes.
understand? Yeah. So big up Cardi.
And she was herself. She's very authentic.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Big up Cardi. So that is it for females.
Yeah. I like it.
Now in my timing, I have a lot of respect for Spice. Even
right.
before we did the collaboration.
Also Spice, another authentic human being.
Spice
mm-hmm.
has a crazy work ethic.
Mm-hmm. And you
Spice,
all have a similar story. You all have a similar drive. Based
Spice
on that story.
Always, Spice is always working, always,
yeah.
you know, doing this, not afraid to take on challenges.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
she's very expressive, very open, very herself.
Yeah.
And yeah, I have a lot of respect for her. So me, sometimes I listen to music. I try to keep it music. But then sometimes you see when you're working,
mm-hmm.
you get motivated by a lot of people that are wrong.
Yeah.
You get motivated by a lot of people are wrong in the sense that
yeah.
hey,
you feel the energy. And
yeah.
Stuff.
Like
yeah.
when I went to meet her and we had to do content. It's like she came from Ghana and then she was there shooting her whole music video,
wow.
switching sets right there on 10 the weekend from a 10, and it was a lot going on. And
mm-hmm.
it's like I have to get it done within the day because then she have to travel again
mm-hmm.
and still stop off. We did our content and, you know, we spend the day with her and to see her work is like, yeah, love.
I would love to see your journey be similar to hers.
Yeah,
in
like,
the US.
I'm saying, hey,
I would love to see that.
I just be working, you know, because they say,
mm-hmm.
Lava, you don't rest, you don't sleep, you just work,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're always working. But then when you look at somebody else and you're like, they think
you get
I'm
inspiration.
Crazy.
Yeah.
She even puts in more work than
yeah.
me. So you know when I see people reaping the success and thing, a lot of people don't know the behind the scenes of what it is people has been doing.
Yeah.
But very appreciative to always engage with other
yeah.
female artists and, you know, be on the live with them to actually see the crazy work.
Proud of you. Lava, and a lot of other women are as well. You really represent for a significant and a strategic female population from our Caribbean region. I know you have far to go. I just know this is just your time. It is your time. And you are serving as an inspiration to a lot of, it's not easy to make it in the entertainment industry. So many people are sitting, waiting for this opportunity. And 2025 is your year.
Yeah,
and more to come. More to come. I mean, it's a real big secret. I don't know if you want to tell Baji your age because you're making a lot of references to when you were growing up and the kind of people you identify.
All you need to know is I stopped checking when I reach 30.
Hmm. All right. Good.
I don't check no more. I can't remember.
You're ageless. And
when I fall in on phones, I feel like, what is this?
Mm-hmm. Why do they need to know that? You
what?
Know, because I really feel that, you know, once people put a number on you, they want to, they
yeah.
now put you in a box, but not knowing the number.
Yeah. Leaves it open. Like you all take what you want and leave what you want.
But a lot of experience comes with this. Particular
yeah
success.
That's our experience and
well, I have an idea.
The thing is now they're hearing about Lady Lava, but this is like foundations that we have been setting from before.
Yeah.
You know, doing a lot of things. My life was based on me investing in music.
Yeah.
Working in sugar owners, I used to work, I used to sell.
Yeah.
I used to sell on the streets of Shaguanas. Yeah. I had a boot. I used to do a lot of things, right? And a lot of people know me from in Shaguanas. I'm selling sneakers, selling cigarettes, selling water, selling everything, ice cream. So a lot of people know me from hustling. And the money that I took from hustling, it was always an investment into music.
And praise God, you're reaping the benefits finally.
Yes. You understand everything. Every level that I reach, whatever I was doing, it came right back to me investing the money into music. So that was just me building the foundation that I have now. Mm-hmm. Right? Even though I was putting in the work, I was doing networking with people in Trinidad, always whoever I got connected to, stayed connected with them. At the point, I have... Killer Famous, which is a DJ in Jamaica. And that's a guy I know over, now is over 7 years or 10 years that I know him. And we still have that relationship where when he was playing Nelly Lava in Jamaica, people had no clue who I was.
Wow. But he believed in your talent since then.
Right? Yeah. So, you know, these is people who I will always have a lot of respect for. But these were the foundations that I was building coming.
Yeah.
You know, coming to say, here what? You have your vision, keep at it. I had no family music. I had nobody that know anything pertaining to music to say, hey, I have a cousin, I could call her uncle. I didn't have that. So I had to create, I had to create a road. And that is what I did. I created a road. And now this is why I have a studio. It's because I don't want every single person that coming up to have to create a road.
Yeah, so you can help others, you know.
Right.
So you can reach back and you can reach back and say, "Come."
Yes.
Yeah. What would you describe? This is hard for me to put in words, but can you describe to me how you would define the hardest experience you've had on this journey? And the reason I want you to define it is because there's somebody who's probably watching this right now. Who will watch this video in the future, who need to know that while you were selling sneakers, while you were selling whatever, while you were selling and you were grinding, you still had, why didn't you give up? What made you know that this would eventually come to fruition for you, one day come to pass because you were worthy, because this is what you were destined to do? What was the worst experience you had that, and what it is made you just say, I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to get it, because nobody, you can tell me that last year, 2024, that you knew that 2025 would have been the year that you would just bust, as you say. Tell me.
All right. So music, right? So, you know, I've been doing music, start.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, it had times where I was like, yo, Lava, investing. And I'll tell you all about one particular time where I probably was feeling a little off the music.
Yeah.
Right? And a little down. And a guy met me, right? And to me, I didn't feel like if I was breaking down doors and doing a lot of things at that point in time. Mm-hmm. And a guy met me and he was from my area, and he say, hey Lava, see what you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you make me know I'm not giving up, you know? And in my brain I was like like, you know, this is me second guessing, saying, hey, you're investing so much of money in this, where you're making your money and you're just putting it all back in music and you're not seeing it from music, so you have to invest more money. And you know, sometimes you're in your brain and you're like, well, get a Sarah and do something else and come back. And then when you meet people like that, who like, he looking at me.
Yeah.
He looking at me and he's saying, Lava, use it in it. You making me know not to give up. And then I know it come as though I hear start to think, now if I give up or if I put this on rest, then all the rest of people that looking on to me would lose hope. And I continued because I didn't want the people that looking at me to lose hope for their self, right? When it comes to the music, that was one of the things. When I got pregnant was one of the, how to put it, most trying times in my life, I would say. And that was because at that point in time, well, I had tea light and stuff. And
you know, so you had given up on music, that's what you said?
No, I was doing music, right? But when I got pregnant, now I had to stop at when I was about 8 or 7 months pregnant. Mm-hmm. What I was saying is you feel energy change.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So the energy changed to me being in a box. This is how I was feeling. Like I was in a box where I just had to think where the space was becoming closed in. Everything was like feeling stifled. Because it's like, this is the first time in my life since I was 15, I was working from since I was 16.
Yeah.
From the age of 16 working where I was just there, stagnant, not moving. So it was a lot of thinking for me when I was pregnant. And then the energy changed with music because I felt like a lot of people who was around me, because, you know, Taylight was big and a lot of things was going on, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people that was around, I felt like if they gave up on the movement because I got pregnant.
Yeah.
So it's like the energy that was so high with a lot of people around me had changed at that point in time, right? Mm. But I also told myself, because I had a lot of thoughts in my brain, and I say, you know something, nothing do happen without reason. Right, you was going so fast that you was not seeing who was the people that wrong.
Right.
Right, I say, God slow you down. And he gave the same here, and he say, yeah, what, think
so you could see,
so you could see,
put on your filter,
see what it is you're doing, right? And
who's supposed to go with you?
When I made my son, I said, okay, the energy still was off. Promoters, same people I was doing favors for, a lot of people, the energy get different artists who, you know, from before, I was like, hey, Lava, take the tail light. You know, they're like, you know, they probably feel like I wouldn't.
You're done.
Yeah, like that is it. She done it. And I took that point in time and I was like, okay, cool. Spend it with my son, and then when I say okay, I'm coming back out, COVID came. So then I had 2 years done, and you see that 2 years I had done with my son, I worked, I sell coconut water, carry him with me in the car, and he was young, selling coconut water. I remember my AC wasn't working properly. So you would get AC in the front, but here's in the back. And that's one of the things that frustrated me the most. Like, even though I was doing what I was doing, is to know that he was uncomfortable in the position that I was in. That I had to go and sell water, and he was sweating, and, you know, he used to be cranky, and I had to go out and do it. And I made up my mind that there are positions that I don't want to go back in.
Yeah.
So I have to come hard, and it's have to work, and music is what you have, and you're going forward with music, and always remember to do business with what it is you have. Because before I was pregnant, I was doing a lot of favors, I was having a lot of friends and things, and I say, you know what, God slow it down, he gave our son, he gave time, he gave something, and he gave time to think, because it was a thinking time for me. And I had nobody around me. My parents live abroad, right? My sister and they live abroad. So it hardly had people around me. Even during COVID, my mother and they wasn't able to come to give me no support. And my son was young, because she left when he was like 6 months. She come for 3 months and then she leave. Nobody was there to come. Nobody wanted to indulge with other human beings for COVID timing. So it was just me and him alone. Wow. And I think I had a lot of time to think about a lot of things and positions that I do not want to go back in. And I don't ever want to go back into an uncomfortable position to have to put my son in an uncomfortable position. So that was kind of like a boost of motivation for me to say, hey, you have to come hard, you have to go, you have to go, you have to, you know, you have to keep on hitting at it. And when it comes, make sure and do business so that you would be able to continue what it is you started. Because, you know, a lot of times we have something. I give you something. Oh, God, hey, I gave this up. But you're not using it how I get, you're not using it for what I give you. You're using it for friend, and you're using it to Yeah, we good. And no, yeah. I'm giving it back. But I'm giving you this now for you to do business. Hmm. And I will say something here where a lot of people will say, yes, I am passionate for music. Yes, I love music and, you know, all them things. But in the end of the day, if you're not doing music just to say you have it or just to say you're doing it, and you enter the music industry, you are now entering the music business.
Correct.
And once you see that business in it, I will continue to do business. So it's like
100.
That period of time with, you know, just there with my son and all them things was like the extra boost. So I say, hey, you have to let these investments I make all these years, you've been working, you've been doing a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. It have to come back to work to maintain me or my son and myself.
Correct. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's you, him, and God right now.
Facts.
Facts. I love it. You touched on your mom. How does she feel about all of this? And she's the one who's to break the cassette.
Yeah. So now my mom will be like, Queen Freak. And every time she say it, I'd be like, oh. You understand?
She's supportive of your success. Because I mean, any mother would be happy for success.
100%.
Yeah, I think she has said,
girl, you even know that you would have be so thing. Yeah. And I say, yeah, Mark, this is, I was working towards it. I wasn't going on stop. And she's like, you know, but sometimes parents tell you things that they don't even know that they give you inspiration also. So when she's speaking about me with other people, she would always say, once she make up she mind to do something, she would do it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So it's like she identify with that when it comes to me. Like,
yeah,
that's Keisha.
I think she's seeing the God in the success. She's like,
well, compare she, and if she make up she mind, she's going to do it. You understand? Aww. So I'd write a poem for her and all a long time, and she had let them print it out and frame it.
Really? Right?
So yeah, so it's like, you know, they do things and make you know, hey.
Yeah. That she endorses it and recognizes that this is your life and this is how God has led you with the talent that he's placed.
She don't say anything. She says she love her, or she'll come and say, girl, where you just get them lyrics from? That's what she was
That's literally what I want to ask you.
When she has something, she's just say, Keisha. And say, yeah, ma. But where you come up with that from?
Lover, I swear, like when this, I thought to myself, I was going over this interview overnight, right? And the first question I wanted to ask you is, girl, who hurt you?
My mother said, like, girl. And then it's the same reverend. She's be like, I don't know what Reverend Janet would say, because that's the lady who poemized to read who I said we time in church.
She would be proud.
She said, but I don't know what Reverend would say. And everybody know
Reverend would be proud.
Used to be in the children home.
Yeah.
So we church at our children home.
Yeah.
So used to be in the children home. I used to always be with the Reverend, because the Reverend used to be there. Whenever.
Yeah.
So, you know, all of them just be like, Sister Jay.
Oh, my God.
Nice, my little, you know. Yeah.
Lava, I'm really so happy for you. You have no idea. I just love to see my woman work hard. And I always say to people, you know, for those of us who've given birth to a child, because some of us had cesarean section or whatever, right? Or some of us adopted. But for those of us who've really delivered a child, you know that the pain is the hardest just before the baby comes.
Facts.
And that was your COVID era. Just before the delivery comes, the pain is the hardest. That's when you think that you want to give up. It has happened to me. I had a different journey in my career or whatever. But the time that seems, now that I'm a seasoned woman and a woman of a particular age, you know, when it's happening to me now, I laugh. It doesn't faze me. Because I'm like, oh, this is going to be lit.
Yeah.
Because everything.
Next season is going to be wild.
Yeah, you understand? So people have to understand, and women in particular, young women, women of color, everything that happens to you didn't really come to destroy you. Mm-hmm. It's ammunition for success. Because when success comes, you need to have a certain type of eye
for you to be able to. Yeah, it's true.
Lava, I think I just fall in love with you in a very heterosexual way. You are the business. Listen, you are the business. I am begging Cardi B. Even though I know it might be happening right now, but I'm begging Cardi B. I need to see a big collab. Not just me, but the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm based in Atlanta. I just think that you guys have the energy, the synergy. We need to see something for the Caribbean. Lava, Cardi, Lava. And then I'm going to be promoting the hell out of that because you deserve it. Your story is one for the books and you deserve everything that you've worked hard for. And I'm just proud to call you a fellow Trinbegonian woman. You are the business, the queen of freak.
Yes.
Where you see yourself in the next 5 years? Because I know where I see you, but where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? In
I Jesus' name. See myself touring, mm-hmm. touring the world, right? And then, you know, I have things that I want to do mm-hmm. when it comes to, like, women. So I always say music is just my first first mm-hmm. platform, one of my platforms.
Yeah.
Until it explodes. I could see myself, like, big as Oprah. I could see myself,
love it.
You know, mm-hmm. doing other things where it is yeah. we make an impact.
Yes.
Right? Where it is we're able to give back our service to people that need our services. Yeah. Right? So even though I see myself big and on tour and doing business, mm-hmm. Also, I see myself giving back service for something that would be legendary to women, that they will be able to remember, that they will be able to say, hey, you know that Izzy girl, she does sing raw, she does sing this, she does sing that, or whatever, but we still use what it is we got, and we made a difference for somebody else, or we made a way for somebody else that coming along the way, so.
I don't know that, I haven't had this interview with you, I don't know that I'll define you as somebody who sing raw. I think you tell the truth differently.
Yeah. Ta-da!
Bam. That's my synopsis, and that's that. And mm-hmm. you tell the truth differently.
Yeah.
But the truth is the truth.
The truth is the truth. And you know, sometimes I tell people, right? So even though we might see a lot of some of the things when it comes to, like, me, I would say I'm queen of the freaks. So I mm-hmm. say it first and foremost because I want you to know, hey, I'm going to say a little sexy thing, I'm going to think. Because a lot of times, men express themselves. They want to do this, they want to do that, mm-hmm. they're not saying what you want. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or some men, they say, thing and they think this woman, and they do that one, this and whatever. Mm-hmm. We can express ourselves.
We need to own our sexuality. We have
sex. We are the people that you all crave and long to have sex mm-hmm. with at the end of the day, mm-hmm. right? So we can have a say. So
we have a voice too.
But we have a voice too. Mm-hmm. You understand? So, mm-hmm. you know, I just want people to know, you all take it. Enjoy yourselves, laugh, because I just be laughing. Trust and believe, I just be laughing at my, sometimes I'm in my mood and I write and I sing. Yeah. After when I listen to the song, I just be laughing. Trust me, I just be laughing, right?
Yeah,
entertain your mind, allow your mind to go free. Allow yourself to live in moments. Be happy.
Yeah, cha-cha-cha.
Be happy, cha cha cha, dance a life away,
cha cha cha. All you get in is back pose.
All you get in is back pose.
We go leave her now, Lava. You are the best. This is your girl, Daja.
Lava.
Lava. You know, it was so nice. We're gonna have to do it about 4 times. Next time I'm flying here to the US, we need to be up. We do it in person. Because I know.
Yeah, I'll be in Atlanta soon, people, so y'all know.
Well, yeah, we're going to have to meet up. But I could smell something cooking. I just think we have to do something in person. Because you see, this is going to be a big year
for Lava. Yeah, facts.
And we all over it, you know? So may God continue to bless you so you could continue to tell the truth in a different way.
Yes.
Yes.
I appreciate you very much. and continue doing your good works. You all don't know, I mean, and I'm not probably not supposed to see this online, but for we to come here, we had a lot of difficulties, and I appreciate the patience that, you know, she showed. I appreciate it very much, right? And love.
Don't make me cry.
Love.
I feel like I have a friend for life. Let me tell you something.
Love.
You know, we don't interview any and anybody. We're very particular on the Baja TV platform. We only, you know, we used to say a long time when we had the Baja show, we lead the race, we set the pace. But the only way we do it is Baja style. All right? I love you, lover. I'm going to learn to write because I have to write a song.
You have to write a song. Remember, I said, goal. Achieve your goal for this year.
This year, let me see if I can get lava. I hit that. I say lava. Don't laugh at me. Okay. Let me see my song. You might be like,
no, just listen. Just for we experiences, truth.
Lava, you want my experiences?
Take care of your experiences, Grammy.
Oh, God. Lava from your mouth of God's ear.
Take care of your experiences, Grammy. You never know.
Listen, hear the prediction. Baja is writing a collaboration for Lava and Kathy.
Grammy.
Look how you put pressure on me. You're too naughty. Goodbye.
Bye.
You guys, Lava, we'll catch up in Atlanta. It's your girl, Baja. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Go follow Lava on Instagram and wherever she's streaming. Download that music, baby.
Yes, baby.
Bye. Bye. Cheers. I could cry.
Why? You're not at to leave it on here now, right?
Let me start the download. Let me bring my producer back on. Says,
hey.
Yo, this was awesome.
Hi, darling.
This is my little sister, but don't tell nobody because she don't like to be seen as that. She's a professional. She's a boss. She have me looking real good out there.
She's a nice sister.
Yeah, she just moved back from London. So she's based in Trinidad for now. We're trying to force her to come to the U.S. because we're moving our everything. I didn't want to say this online, but the next time we do stuff with you, we want to fly you to Naples, Florida. We're moving all our operations by summer, in Jesus' name, to Naples.
Okay.
Stick a pin, right?
Since yeah.
I could end this recording several times. It's not ended. So after the outro, it's still recording.
It's end recording.
It ended.
Okay, it's ending.
It's still, the recordings are running.
Okay, stop it.
Okay.
Lava, lovely to meet you.
Bro.